After reviewing his record, I believe that Judge Alito will move the Supreme Court too far to the conservative side of American jurisprudence. I believe Judge Alito's judicial philosophy will also dangerously increase executive power, injuring the checks and balances built into our Constitution that protect all of us. I believe Judge Alito's confirmation may roll back important civil rights protections. Protections, Mr. President, that were achieved in our country through the sacrifices of many and are crucial to the future of the United States. I hope that if Judge Alito is confirmed, history will prove my concerns wrong. But given his record, including his extensive written record, I cannot, in good conscience, support him. Judge Alito's confirmation vote is particularly important for our country because this seat on our Supreme Court has been held by a champion of justice and mainstream America for a quarter century, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Our nation owes Justice O'Connor a great debt of gratitude. This nomination signals an undesirable retreat from diversity on the United States Supreme Court. Women make up more than half of the people of our country, yet women have been represented in the Supreme Court in our entire history for more than two centuries by only two female justices, Justice O'Connor and Justice Ginsburg. And now, Justice Ginsburg is left to be the only role model on the court for the hopes and aspiration of women, and for all of us in America who believe that all men and all women are truly created equal. The confirmation of a Supreme Court justice is a solemn task. It is among the most important constitutional duties of the United States Senate. I have evaluated Judge Alito's qualifications using the same criteria I used to evaluate Chief Justice John Roberts, for whom I voted. I have reviewed Judge Alito's record for evidence of his fairness, impartiality, and his proven record of upholding the law. However, I have decided that my concerns here require that I vote against him. Judge Alito rarely sided with individuals in their cases against large and powerful institutions and corporate interests. I believe that Judge Alito will continue to rule that way on the United States Supreme Court. And I think that is wrong because it will usher in an era of insensitivity to the weakest and to the poor among us. I hope and I pray that I am wrong.